I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. Inflammation is an important part of our body's defense mechanism, but chronic inflammation can contribute to cardiovascular disease, cancer, and type 2 diabetes, as well as other conditions. Dr. Stacy Bletcher is here to talk about chronic inflammation. Dr. Bletcher is an assistant professor of internal medicine, and she's a hospitalist at MUSC. Dr. Bletcher, tell us a bit more about chronic inflammation.
So inflammation is the body's way of dealing with potential harms like infection or injury, and it's a highly complex pathway that triggers the immune system to, among other things, increase blood flow to the area in danger and release antibodies and proteins that acts like weapons against the threat. And that reaction is typically short-lived, and it's referred to as acute inflammation, which is very helpful in affecting and preventing infection and healing injuries. But when the reaction lingers on for long periods of time, that's what we call chronic inflammation. And over time, chronic inflammation has a negative impact because your body is essentially in this perpetual state of high alert. It's constantly fighting and releasing these weapons or proteins in your body when the danger is no longer present.
And Dr. Bletcher, why do we want to try to avoid or prevent this condition in this scenario that you just described?
Research has shown that chronic inflammation is associated with some of the leading causes of death and morbidity in the United States, including, like you said before, heart disease, stroke, diabetes, even cancer.
And who might be at increased risk of developing this condition?
There's a number of things that can put a person at increased risk. Obesity is one of the leading causes of chronic inflammation. Also, lack of sleep, even psychological stress. Also, autoimmune diseases that cause the immune system to mistakenly attack its own healthy cells and tissue, and long-term exposures to pollutants like smoke and chemicals and cleaning materials.
And if someone has this condition, what can be done to treat it?
There are a few things that you can do, and they're almost all lifestyle modifications. Eating a healthy diet full of antioxidant-rich foods such as spinach, kale, all types of berries, nuts, olive oil. Also avoiding fatty foods and refined sugars and red meat. Also getting regular exercise has been shown to reduce chronic inflammation. And it doesn't need to be vigorous, just 20 minutes a day of moderate exercise, which is like a brisk walk.
And when someone is diligent with these kind of lifestyle changes, it can make a big impact?
Absolutely, Bobby. The problem with chronic inflammation is that you often don't know that you have it until it's too late. You may be diagnosed with type 2 diabetes, and that's the way that you find out that you have chronic inflammation. So by taking these preventative measures and making these positive lifestyle choices, you could be saving yourself from a diagnosis of diabetes or coronary artery disease, or even preventing a stroke from happening.
Dr. Bletcher, thanks for providing this information about chronic inflammation.
Oh, you're so welcome.
From the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.